Sekuyiminyaka engamachumi amabili selokhu umsakazo lo waya emoyeni kwele Zimbabwe iningi lisithi liyathokoza ngokuphiwa ithuba lokukhuluma okusenhlizweni zabo. I-Studio 7 isebenza iphansi kwenkampani yomsakazo owe-VOA oncediswa nguZulu wele Melika ukusakaza ngendimi ezedlula amachumi amane emhlabeni jikelele. Isipha uZulu imibono engayameli icele njalo engasekeli loba iliphi ibandla lezombusazwe. Ukusungulwa kwalomsakazo kwele Zimbabwe ngomnyaka ka 2003 kwasiza kakhulu ngoba weza ngesikhathi abantu behlukuluzwa nguhulumende kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Ngesikhathi lesi amaphephandaba ayefana le Daily News ayesipha imibono eyayisola uhulumende ayevaliwe phansi komthetho we-Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, AIPA. Abezombusazwe bathi osekwenze iStudio 7 yabakhona lanamhlanje ukuba ipha imibono kuZulu ingelacele elisekelayo. Umnumzana Gift Osalo Siziba oyebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, uthi lumsakazo usuncedise kakhulu ukupha uZulu izindaba eziveza mgceke ngesimo esiseZimbabwe.
Amhlophe kumsakazo ke weStudio 7 ngomsebenzi omuhle kakhulu owenzakalayo. Mina ngaqala ukulalela umsakazo ngimncane ngingakwazi ukuthi lami ngizaphithuka. Ngamanye amalanga ubana ngikhulume songiyithakazelela lani labalaleli bonke iZimbabwe yonke jikelela kwezindawo sisithi amhlophe liqhubeke ke ngalokho elikwenzayo.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Believe Gawule owebandla leZANU-PF yena othi iStudio 7 ayifani leminye imisakazo.
Ungumsakazo olalelwa ngabantu beZimbabwe abaningi lapho okungafinyeleli khona umsakazo, imisakazo eminingi yeZimbabwe. Lisakaze lingameli uhlangothi oluthile.
Lokho kugcizelwe ngumnumzana Witness Dube oyebandla le-MDCT.
Thina njenge-MDC siyayihalalisela iStudio 7 Voice of America for iminyaka engu-20 isebenza leZimbabwe. Lokho sokusiphe amathuba okuthi sikhulume imibono eminingi kakhulu engatholakaliyo kuma state broadcaster.
Kodwa umsekeli kamphathi Ntambo wezokwethula kwembiko umnumzana Kindness Baraza uthi kumele iStudio 7 isebenzele kweleZimbabwe okusemthethweni.
The problem we have with Studio 7 or Voice of America is that it is a propaganda radio station, and it's a pirate radio station.
iStudio 7 isakaza iseWashington DC yasungula umsebenzi wokusakaza eZimbabwe ngenjongo yokukhuthaza uZulu ukupha imibono yakhe ekhululekileyo ngesimo esiselizweni kungakhathalekile ukuba abasembusweni bathini. Yaqala ngokusakaza ngolwimi lesiNgisi kusukela ngomvulo kusiya olwesihlanu maviki wonke. Yazothi ngemva kwenyanga ezintathu yangezelela inhlelo zayo yaqalisa ukusakaza ngolimi lwesiShona langesiNdebele. Izinhlelo zayo lokhu izengezelela eminyakeni osokufike kuzinga lokusakaza lasezinkundleni ezithakazelwa nguZulu ezinjengeWhatsApp, Facebook, YouTube lezinye. iStudio 7 ngesikhathi iqala ukusakaza kwakule minye imisakazo eyabakhona eyayifana laboShortwave Radio laboRadio VOP, kodwa namhlanje yonke le imisakazo kayisekho, kodwa yona lokhu iqina isiya phambili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.